Hello, New Earth. Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today for the New Earth podcast, the second of what is bound to be a long tradition. Really excited about our guest today. We have a special guest from Las Vegas, Nevada. His name is Randy Mitchell. Randy Mitchell has been with New Earth for just a little while. And man, have we felt the impact. He's a man with a lot of knowledge and a lot of industry experience. And we're excited to have him in for the conversation. So looking forward to all of you getting to listen in as we talk about all things network marketing, all things New Earth, and how we can really just be better at what we are doing, better at life, better at business, better at our health, better at so many other things. That's what New Earth is all about after all. So Randy, how are you doing?
I am fantastic, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. And awesome. This New Earth podcast is a relatively new invention by us, by the company, and I'm excited about it because we get to poke away at the things that are most important to network marketers. And you know, I'm really excited to have you as a guest today because network marketing, that's been a huge part of your life. Is that right?
Yeah, for almost 30 years, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about that. Like, what's the journey been like for someone who's been in network marketing for 30 years? I mean, I find myself often reflecting on when I first enrolled in the network marketing company was when I was 19.
Right.
You know what I mean? And yes. What's that like for you? What's your journey been like?
Well, you know, it's had its great moments, and it's had, you know, like with anything else in life, you know, you have your ups and your downs. But the one thing, Kevin, no matter what, you know, I always come back to it because there's nothing else that I know of where an ordinary person can do extraordinary things just by their effort and energy that they put in, you know, especially if they're connected with the right company and doing the right thing. So it has been a absolutely wonderful journey because the thing that I think has been most important to me is that I've always wanted to have my freedom. And this is a vehicle that has allowed me to do that, where I didn't have to report in to anybody, that I was in control of my own destiny, able to create my own future. So it has been a really powerful, powerful journey.
You know, I often have thought that when people come to network marketing, they are looking for that big word that you just said, freedom.
Yes.
And it's crazy, man, because we live in a society where it just doesn't exist anymore. I mean, in the early part of the 19th century, 1920s, everybody owned their own business.
Mm-hmm.
All of America was in their own
yes.
business and in their family business. And for mm-hmm. some reason, you know, right around the 50s and the 60s, everybody wanted to get a job. And it's only now that folks are starting to realize that that's where the handcuffs are.
Oh, no question about it. I call it modern day slavery. You know,
there you go, right? There you go.
I mean, seriously, man, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. Well, you know, so you spent some time in the corporate world. You know, it takes a while to come to that conclusion, right? I mean, we all did it. We all did our time
yes.
in traditional, like you say, modern day slavery, right? Where did that come from? How did you find that you were dissatisfied with just the standard model?
Man, you know, it was a couple of things. You know, it was a couple of things. And I think one time it really hit me, Kevin, because I worked for AT&T for 22 years. I was vice president, had, you know, a lot of prestige, all this wonderful stuff that most people would love to have, right?
So those aren't just handcuffs. Those are golden handcuffs, right?
Well, I mean, seriously, man, the thing was, you know, you work 50 years and then you retire. And I just remember one time, and here I am, you know, running a large organization, 40 million in sales, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden this vacation schedule comes around, right? So I had to choose based on, you know, seniority and all this other stuff, like when I could go on. I said, you know, I can't even go on vacation when I want to. I have to see where the people who have been here before me, and then I have to, you know, look to see hopefully get the right week that I want to get so I could go on vacation. I said, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And the thing that I think, Kevin, that really took it over the top for me was that I was an excellent performer, right? Mm-hmm. I was so good that the company came back and told me, they said, Randy, you are 124% above top pay. So we cannot pay you any more money. And I just almost had a fit. I said, well, look around you. Look at all these other people who are not doing anything. Give me their money. They're not working for it. Why are they getting it when I should be the one getting the money? And that's when it hit me that there was a ceiling. Yeah. And I didn't want my life to have a ceiling.
Yeah, it gets old, doesn't it? Right?
Hell, quick.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's funny because it's in those moments. You know, it's fun to laugh about it now. We look back at it now, but there are times when you go home from a moment like that and it gets emotional, you know, it weighs mm-hmm. on you and you say, well, if the only way out is to actually take that big step, that's scary.
Well, it is, but I tell you, and it's amazing because I watch people today and I've watched people over the years. And, you know, when you have a level of belief and you get you get with the right company, you get the right training, you get with the right people, you know, it's just a matter of having the necessary discipline to do the things that are required to do. Because when you've been in corporate or you've been in a job, you're used to somebody telling you what to do.
Yeah.
And so sometimes people get really confused and they just don't understand what's really necessary to make that transition from being told what to do to creating your life.
I got a buddy and him and I have turned a phrase that I think fits that. It's called being psychologically unemployable.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. Right.
Yes.
You get to that point where you just say to yourself, yeah, this is it. This is truly as far as I can go here. And I'm stuck. I'm locked. And so once you start to see the light on the other side and that you have control, it's actually worth less. You're willing to take less because you have your freedom.
Absolutely.
So now you're a family man, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your family and what that was like to go through that transition.
Well, you know what? At that time, it was definitely challenging because if you think about it, that was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, we lived in a culture where, you know, for me, at my age and my background, where I came from, if you had a job of that nature, you know, you never would walk away from that to make a transition. But fortunately, I had the necessary support. And that's one of the things that's important with a family. I never say to just, I mean, I've learned these lessons, you know, sometimes very painfully. But, you know, you want to make sure that you have the necessary support when you make a decision such as that to know that, you know, there may be times when the things that you're used to having in your life are not physically there. But when the dream is big enough, Kevin, there's nothing like this, man. When the dream is big enough and the vision is there and you have all of the tools and you just wake up in the morning and you know that your destiny, your life is in your hands and you can create something that did not exist before. And you can create a level of freedom for your family, a level of freedom for yourself and your life. And then on top of that, be able to assist others to do the same thing. So you can impact countless people's lives just by your daily actions.
You know, I like what you're talking about there because I find it personally, right on target, right? Daily actions. But you preface that with this concept of knowing what you're about, right? That you have to develop this sense of clarity. And yes. I know that you spend a lot of time talking about, you know, clarity. You got to get your mind right before you can do anything right. And what are your thoughts on maybe somebody just brand new, you know, just joining New Earth, just listening to this podcast? And what would you tell them about how to develop a clarity?
Well, you know something, man, I tell you, anybody that comes into New Earth, I have to tell you, it's like hitting a jackpot. And I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. I have no vested interest in saying that other than the fact that it's true. Because there's very few companies out there that allow you, that really embodied you being an entrepreneur and you being your own unique spirit, right? And when you have the clarity of who you are, because the thing about it, Kevin, for so many people, we've been conditioned into a way of thinking and believing and behaving. And that conditioning guides so many of our decisions. And it's like one of the things that frustrates me about network marketing is when people say, oh, this is so duplicatable. And I'm like, well, you know, yeah, you know, you want to have duplicatable processes and systems, but we're all unique people. And one of the things that I'd spend a lot of time working with somebody new on is we always talk about lifestyle. And I said, well, I'm going to break down style. I want you to really understand what your style is. And if you give me a few minutes, Kevin, I would like to just talk about this for 1 second.
Because to me, it's one
of the most critical pieces to a new person. And so I just took the word style and I broke it down like I like to do, S-T-Y-L-E. And there are some people, that, let's start with the S, that are systematic and proficient, right? So you have some people that really need systems and they like a lot of details and a lot of information, right? So if you're talking to someone new, you want to find out, are they like that? Because if that's how they are and you're trying to talk to them very quickly, they're not going to get you. But if you understand that they need more information, not that they're putting you off, that's just their personality. You know, another piece of the personality piece is I call it the T, the teller of stories and presenters. There's people like me that I love to tell stories. I walk in a grocery store, I could tell you everything about everybody, right? Because I just talk to everybody, right? It's my nature. You know, it's not, and I'm not trying to talk to them to recruit them into a business. It's my nature to sit down, connect with people. That's what I love to do. I'm more extroverted. Everybody's not like that. You have some people that we call like the Y, the yielder, someone who's more reserved. They're more cautious. They don't get their energy from being around people. See, when I'm around people, I get energized. I love being around people. Some people don't get energy from being around people. And people like that, in this day and age, Kevin, you know what's so exciting about that? Is that they can still build a very large business if they use the tools that you're using right now, podcasts, Facebook, all the social media tools that doesn't cause them to have to really interact in that kind of way.
It's like an empowering time.
It's like it's totally different than what it was back in the mid-90s when you had no choice, right?
Right.
You know? And then the L, a leader. You know, someone who takes responsibility, who doesn't just look at themselves, they look at everybody and they just say, hey, you know, how can I be of service? How can I really serve what I'm doing? And lastly, energetic and enthusiastic. You know, I don't care what your style is or what you're doing, but you got to have the energy. Now, energy can be calm. It can be exciting and enthusiastic because the most money I ever made in this business, Kevin, was when I was just thrilled to death to be here, you know, and I was just so excited about life. I was so excited about the opportunity. I knew, man, I was going to be rich and I was going to take care of my family. And that's all I focused in on. So I think if you understand your style and then understand what tools, right? And this is the beauty of New Earth. Because there's so many different tools that people can use. So no matter what you are, how you fit with your style, you can now use those tools that are necessary to really match who you are and have the level of success that you want.
Man, I love that. That's really good advice. Just know who you are.
Yes.
And then you can gain clarity. Because you're right. This concept of duplicatable or duplication, it sounds like cloning. And some people see the person up, you know, they go to a meeting in Des Moines on Thursday at 7 o'clock. They show up at the meeting and they see the guy at the front of the room and they say, well, that's a fantastic presentation that I could never, ever do.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's interesting. So once you know who you are, it seems that another thing that I've heard you talk about that kind of dovetails right into that is to just stay authentic, right? You don't have to fake like you're that guy in the front of the room. You don't have to be that, you know? You can just be authentic. Tell me a little bit about that. How does someone find out, you know, what their authentic direction is and how do they stay authentic?
Well, here's a thing that I think is critical. And one of the things that I do with people through some of our trainings and coaching is the first thing is doing what I call your value exercise, right? Mm-hmm. Where you get clear on what you value. And we do it in a lot of different fun ways, but it doesn't matter how you do it, but really get clear on what you value. And then you want to test that. You want to look at, okay, here's what I say that I value, but do my actions really, really say that that's true?
Yeah. Cognitive dissonance, right?
Exactly. You got it. Exactly. And so when you have your values and you know that, then you can, now you can stay within that. And again, like I said before, Kevin, we've been so conditioned to do what other people want us to do or act the way that others want us to act, that to really get, you know, have that clarity. And that clarity comes when you know what you value and you say, well, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. And I'm not going to tolerate anyone trying to say that I'm less than, because I choose to stand in my own truth.
Right. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. You know, one of the things that I love also about network marketing, and I know this applies to you, it is really, and particularly here at New Earth, right? We are a human potential network.
Yes.
That's what we're about. We want people to be able to, whatever it is you want to do with your life, through your life, we want to be able to facilitate that. It just happens to be that most people are either hurting financially or with their physical health, but in some ways they also want to build themselves as a person. So, you know, we read a lot. We read a lot of books. I can remember the first time I read Think and Grow Rich and thinking to myself, man, how is it that this book is that old and I've never heard of it? I've never read it. I didn't even know this guy's name. Like, why isn't this on TV? Why doesn't everybody still talk about this? And yet it really is kind of one of those hidden secrets of self-development and that it's true. It's real, right? So I got to ask you, you know, what are you reading right now and how's that affecting how you build your business?
Well, I'm one of those people, one of those rare birds that I read one to two books a week. Okay.
I love it.
And, because it's, for me, it's how I just love having information. I love really understanding and looking at what other people are doing and applying different things to my life. And I actually reread some books. And like right now, I'm in the midst of rereading one of my favorite books, which I read at least once a year. And that's The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. I think that's probably the easiest and shortest read that I've ever had. However, I got to tell you, Kevin, when you can master the four agreements, it's a beautiful thing. Like one of the agreements is, you know, don't take it personal.
Right? Network marketing, it's a big
one. How valuable is that?
Well, okay. You know what though? Expand on that. Why? Because you've lived this. We've all lived this, right? Why is that valuable?
Well, because, you know, we don't want rejection. And again, we're so busy and been conditioned to fit in, right? Yeah. And then the moment that somebody rejects us or tells us something, you know, or whatever, we start to feel like, oh my goodness gracious. You know, it's like we take it personal. We feel like we've been, because I offered an idea or a thought or a system or a business to someone and they said no, then we think that's personal. And the bottom line is that that's not personal to me. That's that person making their own choice based on who they are. It has nothing to do with me. So I don't need to feel bad or feel like, oh my God, well, I've just been rejected. It's just the person just didn't want what I had to offer. So what? Yeah, it's not personal.
It's kind of silly. Like if you had a conversation with a bunch of your friends and you said, I really loved this new movie that just came out in the theaters right now, you got Batman versus Superman, right? It's this big superhero movie. Some people are into that. They're into superhero movies. And I'll tell you, if that conversation is with my wife, she's not interested.
Right.
And nobody in that circle is going to say in any way be offended that she's not into it. And yet for some reason, when we get into building a business or when we get into representing something that we deeply care about, what New Earth has to offer, we take it personally. It's an interesting side note. And you're right. It's because of that conditioning, right? To fit in. But what I find fascinating about that is it's almost like a human process. That's going to happen, right? And it becomes this disappointment. How do you and how did you overcome disappointment?
Man, I have to tell you, it's really very interesting. And this is where I think reading has really supported me and helped me so much, because the books that I read have all been on spirituality, self-development, marketing, business, right?
Right.
And the one thing that was always clear was that, and Mark Cuban says this best, and this is like my theme song, man. I have it right up on my wall as I'm talking to you, like right here. It's like my theme song. You only have to be right once.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, right? Because those disappointments can be, you know, especially when you've already built up these expectations. But here's the key point to me that helps to really, like, if something happens and I get disappointed or didn't go my way, what I fall back on, Kevin, is the vision. I fall back on the vision that I have for myself and the things that I really want to accomplish and leave behind. And I really, you know, I really connect to that vision. I don't connect to what happened. What happened happened, and I look at what's happened. Whatever that disappointment is, it's like, wow. Okay, this had to be a lesson to get me closer to the ultimate goal. And as long as I'm paying attention to where I'm moving toward instead of where I've been, right? And not allow that disappointment to define me. I think one of the major mistakes that most people make is that they allow their past to create their future instead of having the vision that they're holding for themselves be the creator of their future.
That's a really, I, you know what? I hope people listening to this hit pause right now. Everybody listening, hit pause, rewind and write that down. But in case they're not, Randy, say that again.
Oh my goodness. You're asking me to say that again. I could. You're asking a lot.
Because seriously, you know, that's deep, man. You know, I mean, that's not just network marketing. That's not just New Earth. That's your life.
That it is life, man. Again, when you think about even with people, like I said, you know, when you allow your past to create your future instead of having the vision that you're holding for yourself be the creator of your future. And the one thing I want to add to that, which I'm really into now more as I've been really understanding, Kevin, I know you're a big believer in this because I've watched you on some of your boot camps and different things, right? Is that our thoughts, right, create the reality that we live in, right?
Huge believer in that. Thoughts are things. They are.
Yeah. And you know, and the beliefs and the things that we hold, right? The beliefs that and the things that we hold are just thoughts that we keep thinking, mm-hmm. right? And one of the things that my new tagline that I use all the time, even when I'm in the gym working out, I got a big stop sign, right? And it says, stop dealing with reality, .. create it. Right. So instead of always dealing with stuff, create it, because we create who we are, what we become, what we manifest, all those things we create. So what we have in our lives right now at this moment, we have created no matter what it is.
I like that a lot, man. It's huge. No matter what it is, it's, you know what this is? It's a no excuses situation. That's what we're talking about, is you are accountable for your own success. And at the same time, although not always easy or pretty to look at, you know, we're accountable for our failures as well. Whatever the condition of our current circumstances, you own it.
Man, I could not agree with you more. And you know what's so funny? Is that that's the hardest thing to come to terms with, right? Because it's so easy to blame somebody else and say, oh, I'm this way because my mama beat me, or I'm this way because of XYZ, right? And the bottom line is that whatever we have in our lives, whatever it is, you know, we brought it on to ourselves. And when you can take that level of responsibility, man, how much fun can you have creating your own reality?
It's huge.
That's a blast.
Oh, it's a blast. It's what life is really supposed to be about, right? Well, yes. You know, I want people to know how deep this is for you and how personal this that whole concept really is, because, you know, I know a little about your story. You know, it's not like you come from the easiest of places in the simplest of neighborhoods, right? Tell me a little bit about your background and, you know, why people should really know that you get that.
Well, because, and again, and I haven't, you know, told this, and I'm not going to go into the long version of it because we'd be here way too long. But I was born and raised in the Bronx, and I'm talking about the real South Bronx, right? I'm not talking
not the Hillary Clinton campaign offices Bronx.
Exactly.
The other one.
Okay. No, I mean, when you walked out your door, the chances of you like arriving to the school without being robbed of your little lunch money or somebody taking your sneakers or whatever happening was real. And, you know, where we lived and how we've grown up, you know, the one thing that I can tell you is that when you're in that environment, you don't necessarily know that it's a ghetto or it's a hood or whatever you want to call it.
It's home.
And it's home, right? And but see, there's also, see, and here's the power. There's also the good, because my grandmother always taught me about love. She always taught me to, you know, just, you know, I survived because people loved my grandmother, because she'd feed everybody. Now, we didn't have a lot, but my grandfather worked in a meat factory, so he brought all the scraps home, all the neck bones and all the scraps. I didn't even know they were scraps. I thought that was real food, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we had so much of it. My grandmother would fix it, but she would also make sure that the people who had no food, we shared it with them. So I learned even then at that early age, even though I lived in lots of fear, what it was like to really care about being of service to other people. So no matter where the environment is or where you come from or how many times you've been, you know, beat up or put down or whatever it is, and all the times that I was told that, you know, I wouldn't amount to anything. I went to a Catholic elementary school, and I was in the fifth grade. I was in fifth grade, and I got to tell you, Kevin, there was this girl sitting in front of me. Her name was Donna Buckner. Now, you know, that's really sad that I can still remember her name, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was just looking at her, and the nun just caught me not paying attention. And she brought me up to the front of the room, and she looked at me, put this thing on the board, and asked me to figure it out. And of course, I couldn't figure it out because I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at Donna, right?
Right.
And the nun grabbed me from the back of my head, Kevin, smashed my head up against the blackboard, told me that I was stupid and would never amount to anything.
Jeez.
Right? And jeez. So, you know, that was ingrained for a long time. And then when I got home, right, I got my butt whipped, you know, for, you know, what my grandmother and grandfather thought, said, well, you know, you've embarrassed us because you didn't, you know, you weren't doing what you were supposed to do.
Well, Randy, and all these years later, you're not blaming Donna?
No, I'm not blaming anybody, man. You know what? I'm not blaming anybody, because it was the greatest see. And this is how I really look at life. It was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me, because it forced me to make sure that I was always, that's why I read so much, right?
Yeah.
Is that I want to make sure that the things that I'm talking about, or when it comes to personal development, when it comes to books, when it comes to the things necessary to have success, I could talk to anybody about anything. I mean, I have a wealth of knowledge, and that knowledge came as a result of something that most people would consider negative.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a turning point for you, right? Because there are a lot of people in their life that are still blaming Donna.
Exactly. And that's the whole key. I mean, you know, through the one thing about this industry, which I love, and I think it first happened when I started, when I was the first company I ever did network marketing was Amway.
Yeah.
And, you know, the personal lessons, I would have never left AT&T if I wouldn't have joined Amway. Because you know what, Kevin, I did not know another world existed.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was this world called entrepreneurship. All I knew was that you get up, you go to work, you do the best you can, you show up, and you're excellent at what you do, and that's what you do.
I like it. That's a big deal, man. That's a great, great life lesson. Quick break just to talk about our sponsor really quick on the New Earth Podcast. Our sponsor for today is BioAgile. BioAgile is the newest product released by New Earth, and we refer to it as Clever Nutrition. Absolutely phenomenal product. Not only is it built for your mind, but it is built for cellular renewal as well. So revitalizing your body and mind naturally with Cognizin, Sestamine, and organic wild microalgae. BioAgile is a phenomenal solution to anybody that is using their brain in their daily life. So if you're using your brain, and maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a lawyer, maybe you're a student, maybe you're an auto mechanic, maybe you're a plumber, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. If you're using your brain, BioAgile is going to take it to the next level. This is not an energy shot. This is a phenomenal intervention type product that can actually change where your day goes, right? It can help you at a cellular level. So definitely take a look at this delicious 2-ounce liquid shot, BioAgile. You will find that it will change your day-to-day operations. It is food, all food, 100% food, nothing weird, nothing crazy, nothing strange. And you're not going to get that strange sort of zap, jolt, and then a drop off a cliff like you do with a lot of other products that are in similar packaging. This may look like it's an energy shot. It is not, folks. It is clever nutrition, and I cannot wait for all of you to give it a shot. So take a look. If you're interested, go to your website. You all have a website that is personally created for you. www.clevernutrition.com/your ID number. Or your ID name, whatever that might be. You can also get there through your New Earth online office. Go check it out. That's clevernutrition.com. And take a look at BioAgile. Maybe add it to your order. I think you'd be glad you did. You know, the other thing that I've been thinking about as we've been talking here is you seem to have, and this is an important task for everybody, right? But you seem to have this ability, or at least have honed the ability, to take advantage of moments, right? In my house, mm-hmm. we have a couple things put up on the walls, right? I mean, I think a family should have, you know, some guidelines that they follow. And we put these things up there on the walls for our kids, right? But one of them is that moments is what life is made of.
Yes.
And it's really true, man. It's hard to sometimes capture the power of a moment, but you know, mm-hmm. you still remember that moment from fifth grade.
And exactly.
It really is about taking advantage of those moments. Talk to me about how you've learned to hone that craft.
Well, it's so interesting. And I know we were even going to talk about this. One of the programs that I do is called Master the Moments, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like time is one of those things, Kevin, that we take for granted. Right? We take it for granted and we don't have the appreciation and the gratitude for the moment that we're in. Like right now, I'm talking to you. I'm breathing. I could see, you know, I have the ability to walk, to work out. There's so many things that I have right now in this moment that so many other people don't have.
Yeah.
Right. And when you really understand how to maximize the moment. Now, this is going to sound a little off kilter, but it's just one of my pet peeves was, you know, how people say like this industry doesn't work or this doesn't happen and blah, blah, blah.
Right? Crazy. Yeah.
And the bottom line is that they don't spend any time. They don't master the moments. Right. They're coming home, turning on the TV, expecting that their downline's going to grow. You know, they're not doing the things in each and every moment. Each and every moment. You know, it's like Zig Ziglar used to say, the someday I'll people, you know, someday I'll get around to it. Yeah. But when you master the moments, it's not a someday I'll mentality. It's like, what am I doing right now that moves me closer to the vision, closer to the dream, closer to what I really want to be?
You know, this took place in my own experience when I was 19 years old, when I was being taught the ropes, right? He said to me, there's no BV in the TV.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
That is good.
But honestly, I mean, I was an MTV generation, man. And right. That's what we did. You know, too much of my life was spent being wrapped up in the television. And he just said, you've got to shut that down. You know, that doesn't matter. There's no mm-hmm. BV in the TV. And, you know, you could take that even further, not just from a business perspective, but there's actually very little of personal development or value in TV. And yet, just in television, how many dreams are lost?
Oh, man. There's so many dreams in the cemetery now because people chose to watch a television screen rather than to live out their dream.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah. So everybody listening to this podcast, you know, cut the cable.
No, it's so, you know, it's true, Kevin, and people don't even realize it. Like, you know, I was reading something the other day where they said the majority, and I don't know where people do this or how they get the time, but the average number of hours that people spend watching TV are over 7 hours a day.
What?
Over 7 hours a day.
Okay, so that means a couple of things, right? Because if you assume that everybody's working about an 8 to 9 hour day, they're leaving at 9, well, no, they're leaving at 7 to arrive at work at 8. Right? They're spending a whole day at work, including the lunchtime. They get off at 5, home at 6, 5:30 or 6. That means they're watching 8 hours of television well into, you know, approaching midnight and 1 a.m.
Right. Well, the first thing they do, most people turn on the TV, and I'm sure when they did the average, they're talking about people who may be unemployed and working, you know, staying at home or whatever the situation may be. But how many people did you know in the past? Because I know the people that we know today are not like this, right? But how many people did you know the moment that they got home, the first thing they did was turn on the TV, turn on the news, turn on the sports center.
Yeah.
And they didn't pay attention to their family. I mean, there was nothing like I need my time to unwind.
I got to watch my shows.
Yeah, exactly.
my grandma used to call them her shows. And, I would often tell her, you know, you're not making any money. Like, so they're not really your shows, but I was just messing with her. But it's true, man. They come home, they turn on the TV and, very little of value is coming out of that. In fact, I would say the vast majority, you talked earlier in our conversation about being programmed, right? I think the vast majority is coming from media that just shuts down your ability to think for yourself.
Man, I tell you, and not only does it shut down your ability to think for yourself, but here's the sadness of it all, Kevin, is that it robs you of your passion and purpose, right? And it's like when you think about, if I'm clear on my passion, I'm clear on my purpose, and if I'm saying to myself, I want to be free or whatever it is, and I want to pursue this passion, if I took that time, right? If I took 2 hours or 3 hours a day, just say I just took 2 hours a day and I devoted that to my passion or my purpose or moving myself closer. Because so many of us, what we do is we wait. We keep thinking, well, when this happens, then I'll do that. And my whole theory with everybody that I work with and talk to is that you live that passion and you live that purpose today. And when that purpose and passion becomes part of who you are, when it becomes ingrained in your DNA, you don't have the desire to waste your time on TV or any other things that when you can take that time to get closer to what you really are passionate about.
Because you're occupied, right? You're already occupied.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting because thinking a little bit about that, right? If you're spending all that time, you know, staring at the television, you're not chasing your passion and purpose. What I think I have seen in some folks, and maybe it's not the experience of everybody, but it seems when you ask someone, what is your passion or what is your purpose? You know, a lot of times they don't even know how to answer that question. They don't have one.
Nope. And here's a fun exercise I did when I was doing my 2-day seminars, right?
Right.
Here's what we would do. We'd tell everybody, here's your assignment, right? Your assignment is to go out and talk to 3 people, right? And have them have a conversation with you about what their passion is or what their purpose in life is. And it was the most frustrating time that they ever had finding 3 people that they could actually have a conversation with about. And what we were teaching was how they could share their passion and their purpose, right? And that by them sharing their passion and their purpose, how it could possibly open that door up for someone else.
Yeah.
And 70% of the time it did.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fascinating. I like that. That's a great challenge for folks. After listening to this, you know, just push yourself to do something like that. No ear untalked to in the grocery store, right?
No, not at all, man. And you know, because to me, it's like I think when we get up and we go about our day, that it's all about a choice, right? And what am I choosing today? And when I walk out of my door, no matter what I'm doing, and I've been this way I won't say my entire life, but most of my adult life, is that I make a choice to be happy, to be joyful, to bring some good to somebody, even if it's only a smile. And that's just how I live my day. I don't allow what's happened or what things to, I know I get to create it. And if I'm creating my reality from the time I step out of my door, and my reality is that I'm going to have a day filled with joy, I'm going to have the greatest parking spot when I get to the gym, you know, or whatever it may be. And you know what? It always, Kevin, materializes.
You know, it sounds like a lot of that is this, there's a movement towards that, right? To the best way to start changing in a positive direction is to change the conversation that you have with yourself in your head, because all of us do it, right?
But
how does one really grab a hold of that?
Well, I think I like to call it that internal conversation, right? You have to manage that conversation, right? You have to become the best freaking manager of that conversation that you can imagine. And I break it down with a simple principle that I call ACT, right? So if something's going on in my head and I can feel my mood shifting, right? And you know how something that's happened, sometimes things happen, Kevin, you could feel when your mood shifts, right?
Yeah.
And so the first thing I do is I say, okay, I need to act. So the A, I need to acknowledge. I need to acknowledge that my mood just shifted. I said, this is interesting. Instead of staying in the mood, right?
Yeah.
Because many of us may just stay in the mood, but I say, no. Let me acknowledge. So I acknowledge that. And then I take the C and I challenge it. I'm like, okay, so what's going on here? What just happened? What did I see? What did I smell? What was said to me? We, you know, get off a phone call and it's like I'm pissed off or something happened. So I challenge it. I'm like, what's going on? And then the T is I choose to transform it. I choose to transform it. I say, no, you know what? I'm not going to let whatever that moment was, whatever that incident was that changed my state, to let it keep that way. And then what I'll do is I'll go really general on things that I know make me feel good. I may put on a good song on the radio or something to that brings that good feeling back into my life. So I don't let the negative sit within my energy field.
I like that. I like that a lot. It reminds me of, you know, one of my inner voices is probably my dad, right? And he used to always say this to me. He would say, Kevin, no one, I would say I was mad, right? And he'd say, no one can make you mad.
Right.
You chose to be mad. So don't put that on anybody else, right? Mm-hmm. And I still hear that in my head. And it's the interesting side effect is, you know, when you're building a new earth business, you've got an upline and you've got a downline. You got people above you and people below you. And when you're managing the inner conversation, it helps a lot to manage the outer conversation, because sometimes these conversations that we're having, upline and downline, they can be destructive.
Man, I've seen more people destroy their own livelihood because of the cancer that they would spread through their mouth.
Tell me more about that. Like, well, give me some examples.
So, like, let's say somebody has something negative happens, or there's an event where, like, okay, well, let's make one up. Let's just make one up. Let's say that somebody recommended somebody to the business and they ended up being sponsored by somebody else. And it could have been a legitimate accident, or a person could have been, you know, somebody could have said, well, I can get this person from them or whatever. And then instead of just dealing with it with that person and making it, you know, go away or doing the proper things, they start talking to everybody about it. They start talking upline. They start talking downline. They start talking about, can you believe this? They've taken my people. And then you know what happens? Then a negative parade starts, right? And everybody, you know, then you start talking to people and say, oh, that's happened to me too. And they start building a community. Who knows? They may even go online and start blogging about it, right?
Right.
But it gets to a point where the negative attracts the negative. And so instead of taking something, I always say, if you got something negative that happened to you, then take it upline and get it resolved, right? You never take it downline to share anything negative to people, you know, because things are going to happen. You just don't want to share. You just don't want to put that negativity into your business because it'll destroy it.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, think about it. You know, you can't be a dream builder or not necessarily you're the dream builder, right? But you can't be supportive of dreams and aid in the construction of dreams if you are also at the same time destroying the very equipment or system by which someone builds it.
Absolutely. You 1,000%.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. That's a good lesson to learn, you know, and everybody's learned it. Everybody has had to go through something like that, whether it be personally or involved in their own business. But, you know, that's a major lesson that a lot of people building a business need to learn.
Absolutely. Cause if you really, again, if you're controlling that inner conversation and you take responsibility for your own actions, right? Cause it didn't happen by accident, right?
Yeah.
So you take responsibility for your own actions. Look at what role, what part you played, right? And then if you need something resolved, resolve it in a way that makes sense. You don't need to resolve it in a way by judging people or putting other people down or making other people wrong. Cause then you just start that, it's like a virus that you can't get rid of.
You know, here's what I also like at the end of all this. Like if we were to kind of sum up a lot of what we've talked about, the reason I like the New Earth opportunity is I honestly believe that it is about the individual. It's about what you want to do. It's about what you want to build. We're a platform. We're not the hero. We're not the rock star. We're not even important. We are just a stable, authentic platform for people to go do their thing. How's that fit with what you're doing right now?
Well, I tell you something, man. And it's why I absolutely, you know, when there's only, and I've shared this with you and Bilal, that there's only a few companies that I would ever even do training with, associate my name to in this day and age. And the thing for me about New Earth is the leadership, is the team. And I have to tell you, from my own personal experience of being around you, and this is not to toot your horn or toot Bilal's horn, it's just real. It's just what it is that this company is not driven by ego. It's not egomaniacs trying to be bigger than life and making everybody else wrong and everybody else small. I had a group of people tell me the other day that for the first time in their network marketing careers, they felt like they were sitting with a partner, that they were sitting with a partner, someone that they could work with and not for, that they weren't being driven by these unrealistic things, that they were really in partnership. And to me, the biggest gift that New Earth brings to the world, the biggest gift that it brings to the world is that it is a vehicle. If you choose to use it, it is a vehicle that can bring your dreams to reality. No matter what they are, and that may not be building the biggest New Earth business in the world, but it may be utilizing New Earth so you can have your time to truly live your passion and live your purpose and do that in a way that serves other people. It's a benefit to the planet. Everything, you know what else? And I know I'm going on too long, but the biggest thing to me that I love about New Earth is no one, Kevin, can be hurt by participating in this business or participating in New Earth as a customer or a business partner. There is no way you can be hurt.
Man, I really don't have anything else to say. And I appreciate the compliment. I really do. Well, that's, thank you very, very much. I can't think of a better place to conclude this New Earth podcast. Thank you, Randy Mitchell, for taking the time to join us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Have a conversation. I think it's beneficial to a lot of people. We're all in it together, folks. And I firmly believe that, we can change a planet one person at a time. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Go about your business and do great things wherever you might be. Thanks a lot. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.